Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Very displeased that I have to come to you again today and remind you that the narrative that's being set by the Mockingbird Media and their useful idiots is not the voice of the people. As a matter of fact, what it is propaganda, and more propaganda. Read Micah 6:16 when you get a moment. This is nothing new under the sun, but this is what takes place in a country that's being judged for its lawlessness. I mean, I know Americans believe that somehow or another freedom of speech entails you can do and say whatever you want to say. I mean, you can just walk into a movie theater and cry fire and it's okay. No, it's not. And nor do you have the right to defame, nor do you have the right to lie, nor do you have the right lawfully to continuously and drive a propaganda narrative, because God never gave us the right to do that, friends. Read Proverbs 19:9. Also read, just for the example of what takes place when people lie, Ephesians 4:14 as well, and considering the source as to where this is all coming from. Before we get to all that, because I'm getting a little ahead of myself right now, but I do want you to understand that they're trying to sell to the American people again the two options that have been given, Donald Trump, Joe Biden. They're trying to convince you that in South Carolina, Joe Biden won by a landslide. Now, I don't want you to get caught up in the fact that you've only been given two candidates and you're supposed to pick the lesser of two evils. I don't want you to go down that road, because you know of the 1,000 other, literally 1,000 other presidential candidates that have been completely ignored by the mainstream media, right? Go to ballotpedia.com. You'll find it there. Ballotpedia.com. Maybe it's .org. Check out com or org. Ballotpedia.org. Ballotpedia.org. Check out either one of them. You're going to find it on either one of those servers. But with that, they're trying to tell you that Joe Biden, where treasonous Joe, won by a landslide concerning that over Donald Trump. And again, don't get caught up into the game, friends, because both of them are players. Okay, they're both political opposition. They're both two wings to the same bird. And I don't want you to get caught up into the fact that you have to vote for the lesser of two evils, because like Charles Spurgeon said, when it comes to the voting of or picking or choosing from the lesser of two evils, he said choose neither. That's right. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2 when you get a moment, and you're going to see exactly right. And again, contemplate the fact that you're always given these two. It's always the two. Oh, you know what? Case in point, remember Hillary Clinton when she was running against Donald Trump? Remember how that whole game was played? Remember you had to choose between the lesser of two evils? You know what I'm talking about, right? You also know that her Twitter account was completely fake. Her Facebook account was completely paid for, and her ads were all bought. Her friends were all bought and paid for by the taxpayer of this country. Just to show you, just like Barack Obama, you can see that nobody cares about him, but they put him up as legitimate contenders, just like Joe Biden. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at that, friends, do consider not one person showed up in support of Joe Biden in Arizona. Not a one person. Literally. We played the video for you before. But they want you to believe that he won that state by a landslide. Now, let's go over to Donald Trump for a moment, because I know that most people don't catch on to this. But Donald Trump's promising this time around to do everything he failed to do the first time. As a matter of fact, you wouldn't have the issues that you have right now if it wasn't for Donald Trump through his first omnibus bill funding these enemies that are being drawn into this country through the southern border where the wall was never built that he promised to build. Now, I want you to contemplate what I'm going to say next, and I want you to think through what I'm going to say next. You're being manipulated by those that are rigging the system. In other words, we're told that there's massive voter fraud, which there is. But also keep in mind the results of an election campaign, the winner, the loser, always comes out through. Where do you get the results? You have to go to the mainstream media that 94% of the people don't believe to get the results of which candidate won. Okay, so you have them, the propagandists through the Mockingbird media, giving you the results. Again, 94% of the people don't believe it, so consider the source. They're also the ones telling you that there's no such thing as voter fraud. That's why you have a Donald Trump. But wait a second. You have a Donald Trump because he is a controlled operative as much as Joe Biden is. And don't ever think for one moment, folks, that they're not leading through opposition by controlling that opposition, because it's exactly what they're doing. And I believe that you just got a good taste of that concerning those that were allegedly going after Donald Trump and calling him out for all the things that he did wrong, including his crimes during his criminal tenure 4 years ago. And interestingly enough, when it all came down, the rubber meeting the road, what did they do? Every single one of them turned and they endorsed Donald Trump. That is called controlling the opposition. That is called leading the opposition. I also want you to understand that there is no difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and no, they are not enemies. Okay? They are not enemies, because the agenda is going forward. This is why they've created that two-party system. They want you to believe that they're at odds with one another, when in fact they're not at odds with one another, friends. They're in it together. Here, I just pulled this up during the break. 10 times real-life best friends feuded in wrestling. Now, I've done this before, but this is all brand new information. They put them up as arch enemies. They're warring against each other. Eddie Kingston, John Maxley, I have no idea who these guys are. They're best of friends behind closed doors. Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch, they're set up as arch enemies in the public eye through the WWF or WWE, whatever you want to call it, pro wrestling. And the fact of the matter is we have Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. They're arch enemies in the face of the people, but behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. Same thing with Kane and The Undertaker. They're set up as arch enemies, but behind closed doors, they are the best of friends. Matter of fact, the last piece I did on this, friends, and remember, the last piece that I did on this, I even showed you, friends, where in many cases they're sold to you as arch enemies, but in fact, when you pull the curtain back, you're going to find out that one of the bad guys was the best man concerning the other good guy that was sold to you as the good guy behind closed doors. Let's keep going here. The Hardy Boys and Edge and Christian, they were all arch enemies. No, they're not. They're best of friends. The Golden Lovers and the Young Bucks, they're not arch enemies, friends. They're best of friends. Sasha Banks and Bayley, they're not arch enemies, friends. They're best of friends. Triple H and Shawn Michaels, folks, you got to understand that politics and pro wrestling are identical, said Jesse Ventura. They're identical. See, it's this political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Look at this. Triple H and Shawn Michaels, they're not arch enemies, friends. They're best of friends. Hangman Page and Kenny Omega, they're not arch enemies. They're best of friends. Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero, they weren't arch enemies, friends. They were best of friends. Are you catching on? Good. Now that I got that in you, friends, we're going to go ahead and start the show so you can see how you're being played on the game board.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. but you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page. Also go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Top left side of that page. If you want to call in, you can at any given time. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, and then going over to 1 Corinthians 11:1, where Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." That's right. Where we leave off Christ, you leave us off. Okay? We're not looking for followers, friends. We're here to drive you to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more concerning the law of God, the moral law, and that you might put your faith in Christ. Read Acts 20, verse 21, and Galatians 3:24 to understand its operation. So, I was just highlighting the fact that during the first segment, friends, that there is no difference between the options that you have been given. They're both given to you by the same powers that are tolerated. And this is one of the things that we've continuously highlighted, and it's amazing to me how people have such short-term memories. But it's because of the short-term memories that people continuously keep falling into the hands of the propaganda narrative given unto them by the useful idiots. The joke is on you, Americans. It's not on them. Just rest assured. And then I took the time to show you that there's no difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and to prove the fact that there is propaganda and nothing but being propaganda being thrown down on the people. They just told the American people, namely the people in the state of South Carolina, that Joe Biden threw a landslide, won, and he beat Donald Trump. Wait a second. So who wins? If Donald Trump wins, then you win America? Or if Joe Biden wins, then you win America? They're both pushing forth a global agenda. And this is what people haven't figured out, Okay? They're two wings to the same bird. It's a political language that's been made, and it's been created to make lies sound truthful. You all know this for those that listen to us, but it's not tedious for me to continuously reiterate these points so I can get them into your heart by the Holy Ghost, Isaiah 10:27, and into your ears so you can begin to parrot the truth of the matter in setting men free if they so desire to set men free. And I know through personal experience how many people have been set free by just giving this message, folks. Here, let me say this. Salt and sugar look the same. You need to discern, and you cannot discern properly without the Holy Ghost. Again, salt looks just like sugar, and you need to discern between what's right and what's wrong. Well, I want to tell you this, when it comes to Joe Biden and Donald Trump, they're both wrong. And to prove the point, the mainstream media is ignoring those literally 1,000 other presidential candidates that they don't want you to pay attention to. That's how effective them driving 94% of the narrative in America is. This is why they're so busy trying to censor free speech, because they want the whole narrative and nothing but the whole narrative. Okay? I also wanted to take the time, and I did, over the last segment, I went and showed you, because somebody said, And respectfully, you said, I don't know pro wrestling. Neither do I. But I know this. Ever since I can remember, everybody always knew it was a farce. One has to ask themselves the question, how it is they have one person in those stadiums, and how they fill those stadiums bewilders me to no end, how people will pay for their lies. Well, it's the same thing in politics. And this is what I was just showing you. The arch enemies that are set up in the place of the American people, Eddie Kingston, John Mock, they're arch enemies. No, they're not. And the list goes on and the list goes on. Folks, the best way to fill the seats is to continuously drive the narrative, drive the opponents together, pump up the fight between the two of them. That's how you fill the seats. And it's exactly what pro wrestlers do. It's what boxers do. It's exactly what politicians do. Now, I want you to look at this again. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. Do you know Donald Trump, besides the fact that he's been put in a favorable light over the last 30 years, he was also a partaker of McMahon. Linda and her husband, who is a self-made billionaire, off of promulgating lies to the people at large, trying to sell them that these two wrestlers that are on the stage right now are at odds with each other, again, behind closed doors, of the best of friends. Well, keep in mind, Donald Trump was a part of that whole thing, and I don't think people realize that. He was a part of that whole thing. As a matter of fact, on December 7, 2016, Donald Trump announced that he would nominate his wife, the head of the WWE Pro Wrestling, to the administrator of the Small Business Administration. I mean, you can't make this kind of stuff up. One of the things that I was bringing up as well, friends, was the fact that so the mainstream media within itself denies voter fraud. Yet we see all day long, as a matter of fact, we're doing live radio, something just popped up here, and I want to show it to you, because I want you to see for yourself exactly what's coming across the boards. Well, the mainstream media denies voter fraud. It's interesting how much voter fraud and those that are guilty of voter fraud is being exposed, and they're being exposed for their crimes. Now, this is what I want you to see really quick. This just came up in thought concerning what we were just talking about. From 130,000 to 280,000 completed ballots were transported across state lines from New York to Pennsylvania in 2020. Okay. Well, listen, folks, if they don't have you confused over there, because, again, we already know that there's massive voter fraud going on. These re-elections that took place over the last 3 years in this country, they were not re-elected by the people. Somebody just told me this yesterday. I know a kid that's in college right now, and he's in law enforcement college, and he said law enforcement absolutely hates Tim Walz's guts. They hate his guts. That's right. 5.9 million people in this state hate Tim Walz's guts because they know that he's a sellout. He's a straight-up communist, just like his little sidekick, Keith Ellison, who's hated by probably even his own mother. I'm not even kidding you. There's nothing to this man. He's an absolute joke. He thinks that when he walks into a room, he demands the respect of the people, when in fact the people are laughing at him. Both of them are planted there by the CIA. No question about it. Now, the reason I'm saying that, folks, is just to show you that there is, in fact, massive voter fraud taking place. That's why you have a Tim Walz. That's why you have a Keith Ellison. That's why you have an Ilhan Omar in my state alone, in the state of Minnesota. Now, what I want you to know is when it comes to the fact that they deny the fact that voter fraud is taking place, we know it's happening, okay? Well, at the same time, they're driving Joe Biden and Donald Trump to the polls. Okay, so you're under attack at every given turn. There's no question about it. You are. And this confusion is not of God, because God is a God of peace, not of confusion. And if you want to know why, if maybe in your case you're confused, read Daniel 9:7. But you become confused when you leave off the Lord and you leave off his commandments and keeping them. And in the process of that, what happens, the conspiracy takes place. Jeremiah 11:9, 1 Kings, 2 Kings talks about conspiracy continuously. And as you all the well know, in the present, all the conspiracy theorists that have been called conspiracy theorists, all of their conspiracies and their theories have come to pass. We're looking for new conspiracies because, in fact, they all came true up to this point. I don't think anybody can deny that. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, and history's going to go down one way or another. Either you're going to listen to this or you're going to stand up against it. Everything Donald Trump has told you, he has done the opposite. This is why I'm marked by Mike Lindell. This is why I'm being marked by other people nationally, not to take up Bradley Dean, not to go on Bradley Dean's show. And the fact of the matter is, friends, if that doesn't tell you anything right there, I don't know what is. I would love to have Donald Trump or his son on our program for 2 minutes, because he would last no more. Because I would simply say to him, you said you are the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. Donald, that doesn't make sense, because before 1973, it wasn't illegally sanctioned. What are you talking about? He wouldn't have anything to say, because there's no answer to that. Because he knows what he's saying to you is an absolute lie. He also said that he's the most pro-Second Amendment president in the history of America. Yet his first 500 days of his criminal administration, over 26 governors, all under the guise of being the Republicans, created policies to undermine the Second Amendment. 500 days, 55 on legislative acts. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to Matt Egerist, former military, and he will show you the bills and he will show you the governors that did that. So what he says and what he does, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm not going to spend all my time on showing you how this is pro wrestling at its very worst. Biden and Trump, there is absolutely no difference. There is no difference when it comes to the agenda. There is no difference. They both have handlers. They're both told to do the things that they do. And when it comes to Donald Trump, that's all he does is says something, and his worshipers take him for face value rather than pulling the curtain back to see the truth of the matter the way that the Lord commanded us to. But one thing you got to understand, folks, is the riggers are the ones that are rigging all of it. Okay? And I would not want to be in their shoes on Judgment Day. I can tell you that right now. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Former President Trump has a message for Republicans in the House and Senate debating a border bill, which is attached to other national security spending.
As the text of the new border bill being released, former President Trump urging Republican lawmakers to vote against it. Trump sitting down for an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News, saying it's no good for the Republicans, and frankly, any Republican that signs it should be ashamed of him or herself. I'm Laura Winters.
Get ready for new limits on password sharing on Hulu. The Disney-owned streaming platform is changing its terms of service now to ban account sharing with people outside the house. For existing customers, there will be a grace period until March 14th. Netflix cracked down on password sharing last year, soon after seeing 14 million new subscribers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Where is that? Where is that? I just had a thought, folks, concerning what we were just talking about a moment ago. And it was a comment made by the former president and someone on his administration about how he lies and he continuously lies. Of course he lies. There's no truth in these devils. John 8:44. And I'm trying... Oh, here, I think I found it. I'm pulling it up right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Okay. So no. That's not it. Folks, again, I'm just here to remind you that there's over 1,000 other presidential contenders, and you need to understand that you're being lied. They're steering the narrative. They're putting the spotlight on the two that they want you to pick from, while ignoring we the people. That's what's happening. Okay, that is in fact exactly what's happening, and people need to be made aware of what is happening for their own sake, for your own sake, okay? And you know what? I don't know where that went, but it was fantastic what was said here. And I just, this is for another show too. I got so much information I need to give you folks. I really do. But here's one that just popped up a moment ago. In his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak who are caught in the schemes he devises. He boasts about the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord in his pride. The wicked man does not seek him. In all of his thoughts, there is no room for God. His ways are always prosperous. Your laws, God's laws, are rejected by him. He sneers at all of his enemies. His mouth is full of lies, and threats, trouble, and evil are under his tongue. Psalm 10, 2 through 5 and 7. And you know what? Now that I'm talking about it, I can, just for the sake of getting to this and showing you this, because I do want you to see this. These, you know who Klaus Schwab is, right? He's the one that wants to recreate the Fourth Reich. No kidding. That's really who he is. He is the one that is the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. If you look at the people on the right here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com, these are all students of his. Tulsi Gabbard's in there. I can't see all their names. Actors' wives are in there. Actors are in there. News anchors are in there. Mark Zuckerberg is in there. Soros is a part of that. Daniel Crenshaw, he's another one. He sold himself as a Navy SEAL, a wounded Navy SEAL, and we've seen that guy do nothing but turn on the American people continuously, too. Why the people put up with it, again, I have no idea. Unless you're going to confront it and protest it, it's going to continue on, and it's continuing on, friends. Dan Crenshaw is a part of the club. Gavin Newsom, Adam Kinzinger, Pete Buttigieg, Nikki Haley's a part of it. I said Tulsi Gabbard, Texas Congressman Colin Allred, and Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego. They all are students of the Fourth Reich. Folks, this, you know, if you want to know why treason is not being condemned in your country, it's because they're guilty of it. And we're seeing a lot of that. Here, as a matter of fact, I got a piece right now. I want to show it to you. And this is none other than somebody's friend. Her name is Marjorie Taylor Greene. She sold to you as the freedom fighter, you know, the one that told you that she was anti-mask and she's anti-vaccine and all that other stuff. And then we found out sometime later she went behind the backs of the American people and actually invested into big pharma companies. Yep, and Rand Paul did the same thing. And so just so you understand who you're hearing from, I want you to listen to the verbiage. Some of it's good, but this is what they do. Some of it's good, but other parts of it are weak and impotent, okay? And it lacks what they promised that they would do concerning law enforcement in this country. So let's go over to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Listen to what she just said concerning Ilhan Omar and her treasonous statements. Yeah, let's just go there.
Mr. Speaker, pursuant to Clause 2A1 of Rule 9, I seek recognition to give notice of my intent to raise a question of the privileges of the House. The form of the resolution is as follows.
Recognized.
Censuring Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota.
Isn't that funny, folks?
Whereas elected members of Congress take an oath to bear true faith and allegiance to the United States without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. Whereas Representative Ilhan Omar took an oath of allegiance to the United States upon becoming a citizen, declaring, I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty, of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen. Whereas on January 27, 2024, Representative Omar gave remarks at an event in Minneapolis in which she made treasonous statements.
She did.
Whereas Representative Omar said she has spoken to many Somalians who asked her to intercede for the Somali government by pressuring the United States government into certain actions. Whereas Representative Omar assured the Somalians she spoke to, the U.S. government will only do what Somalians in the U.S. tell them to do. They will do what we want and nothing else. They must follow our orders, and that is how we will safeguard the interests of Somalia. Whereas Representative Omar continued, for as long as I am in U.S. Congress, Somalia will never be in danger. Its waters will not be stolen by Ethiopia or others. Sleep in comfort knowing I am here to protect the interests of Somalia from inside the U.S. system. Whereas George Washington warned in his farewell address of 1796 to guard against the impostures of pretended patriotism, and further declared citizens by birth or choice of a common country, that country
Americans understand right Ilhan Omar's been doing this for 3 or 4 years
American
now. This is just another incident
in your
of Ilhan Omar.
Capacity,
and she's still there. So this is all a dog and pony show.
Patriotism more than any appellation derived from local discriminations. Whereas these statements by Representative Omar clearly violate the oath she took as an elected member of Congress to defend...
Okay, I just want you to stop right there. Okay, so she's highlighting the treasonous acts of Ilhan Omar. And as I was just stating a moment ago, friends, Ilhan Omar has done this repeatedly. And she's still there. Which tells us all she's a plant. They're using the Muslims. And for the new listeners, you do need to understand those when you mean to overthrow a country, what you need is you need foreign people to come in and be used as paid mercenaries. Well, you can already see these military-age men coming into America, invading America right now. They're military-age men, and they're being bought and paid for. You already see this happening. But it's interesting, and this is right what Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing. But the fact of the matter is, how come she hasn't gone to the floor concerning Joe Biden and his treasonous acts? How come Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution doesn't come to her aid concerning Joe Biden? Because again, friends, this is nothing but scripture. The Lord says in Psalm 50, consider this, you that forget God. I'm speaking to you. You that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. The Lord is above all of these dog and pony shows. It's serious stuff. It's coming to pass incrementally. You are being taken over through what the Bible calls a siege. That's what you're seeing from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, keep in mind, she's already been busted lying to the American people time and time again, too. She's highlighting the treasonous acts of Ilhan Omar. Do you realize that if I did anything even remotely close, and it's not in me, I am for the Word of God, I am for the U.S. Constitution, but if there's anything remotely, look at the guys that are in jail right now, the women that are in jail, the political prisoners in jail right now for exercising their First Amendment speech. Their First Amendment, friends, freedom of speech. They're all in jail right now. Are you paying attention? These are the ones calling out the crimes of what they themselves are guilty of. Ilhan Omar is a perfect example of treason. But folks, which governor over the last 3 and 4 years in the United States hasn't been guilty of acting outside of their scope of authority? And there's so many different facets to this conversation, but the fact of the matter is, folks, again, this is good, but isn't it interesting? It's this same government that refuses to stop the federal government from this illegal invasion taking place in this country right now. These are the ones that are drawing them into America, but yet they're calling them out for their treason. And yes, it is treason.
To protect the United States Constitution.
Okay, do they look like they're serious about it? Do they look like they really have a care and a concern about what's going on? Tom Emmer from the state of Minnesota, friends, you know what his resolve was? Ilhan Omar must resign. I mean, this is the same woman that called for a revolution. This is the same devil that married her brother. This is the same devil that lies and lies and lies again. As a matter of fact, I highlighted last week that her own constituents in District 5 in Northeast Minneapolis, they hate her guts. So if everybody hates her, then how did she get to office to do the things that she's doing right now? And there's the mainstream media putting up Ilhan Omar as one of the persons of the year. So don't fall for what you're seeing here, friends. This is between you and the Lord. It really is. These are just bad actors trying to push forth agendas. Okay. What I was saying earlier is people don't realize that the Muslims were used under Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler bought and paid for Muslims as mercenaries to kill off his political opposition to those that stood against his Third Reich. Not everybody went along with Adolf Hitler, friends, just so you know. But they had to hire mercenaries to come in and kill off their political opposition. That's why I continuously reiterate the point that there's 35 jihadi camps in America. And I would say to those that are Muslims that are going along and you think you're being used to conquer, I'm telling you, you're being used to conquer, but not for your glory. Because you're being used as a political battering ram as well. Whenever one disobeys God, really what it comes down to, because the Lord Jesus Christ is reign, he reigns as kings over the good, bad, and the ugly, right? But the fact of the matter is when you see lawless politicians act out in such a fashion, it's because they don't serve the king. They want to remove the king because they want to be king. That's what you are seeing with your politicians on a 24/7 basis in this country. And it's a game they're playing.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
If you are a freedom and constitutional loving patriot who is tired of the lies and deception in media, turn your attention to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio for a sanitation of your synapses, a bold proclamation on the airwaves daily. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio will continue the nonstop battle against those waging war on our liberty and freedom.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
LibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. I was just looking at this right now, folks, and again, just to kind of intermingle this with this conversation that we've been having today. Isn't it interesting that if you didn't salute Adolf Hitler, you would be fined for that because they wanted to sell to the people that everybody was going along with it? Well, you say to yourself, well, that was in Germany. No, it wasn't. Matter of fact, Adolf Hitler was the man of the year in America. I believe it was Time Magazine, not once, but twice. 1938, Adolf Hitler was the person of the year in America. It doesn't matter if they sold him to you as good or bad. It doesn't matter. It's the fact that they're acknowledging their agenda. I told you Klaus Schwab is the one that's responsible for trying to establish the Fourth Reich. Well, if you remember Operation Paperclip, if you haven't taken the time to study that, friends, at least for a moment, just watch the documentary on this last week. Folks, it was your government that took these war criminals from under Adolf Hitler and brought them over into the United States of America, gave them different names, gave them their same salaries, bonuses, so on and so forth, and they've been working on America since the 1940s. Matter of fact, if you even talk to President Truman, go online. Folks, I'm not throwing information out there because I don't want to be challenged. I'm telling you, go online and see what President Truman said about the CIA, which was a creation out of Operation Paperclip. And what was it? Well, Truman said that he would have nothing to do with the CIA had he known it was the American version of the Gestapo. Now they're equating the FBI. 74% of the American people are equating the FBI as the Gestapo. And look what the FBI is doing. And the FBI is an unconstitutional agency. They have no lawful authority. The only authority that they have is upon your ignorance. That's it. Okay? But let's go back to Adolf Hitler really quick. Speaking of which, Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, he was the man of the year not once but twice. But let's go back to Adolf Hitler for a moment. What did they say about Adolf Hitler? This was a school teacher. I just want to read it again. How many look up to him with touching faith? This is the characteristics of this devil, Adolf Hitler. How many look up to him with the touching faith as their helper? Hello, their savior. Hello, their deliverer from unbearable stress. Isn't that how Donald Trump's being sold to you? That's exactly how Donald Trump's being sold to you. And what is he doing? He's betraying the America that you know. What is he doing? He's doing, make Germany great again was the slogan. Make Germany great again. What is Donald Trump's slogan? He piggybacked on Ronald Reagan, who was not innocent in this neither. But the fact of the matter is he came in and he piggybacked and coined the same slogan, make America great again. Where did they get that from? Are you paying attention? And if you want a little bit further in-depth understanding of this, go to Prescott Bush, daddy of George Bush, grandfather to George Bush Jr., and you'll see that he was indicted in 1942 for what? For illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. Just so you know that it's still in play. It's not dead. It's still in play. We got a bunch of devils on the scene that want to go ahead and test their steel concerning the Lord God. And it's not going to end good for me and you. I wanted to show you this, and I want to play one more video before we go, because the mainstream Mockingbird propaganda media outlets, they want you to believe that they're speaking for you. They're not speaking for you. They want you to believe that they are. They want you, like when they give you false polling, they want you to believe that you actually did the polling. No, you didn't. That's set up to deceive the masses, to divide the people against each other, right? Mark 3:25. They want to divide people against each other. Remember how I told you, for those that listen to the show, and if you haven't, I'm going to tee this up for you. There was a guy named Carl Deunitz back in the 30s and the 40s that wanted to take the place of Adolf Hitler. He was an admiral under Adolf Hitler, and he was the wannabe Führer after Adolf Hitler, okay? And with that said, he said, quote unquote, he said that the politicians were the ones that were responsible for bringing in these disgusting crimes, which you're seeing on the scene today. You know, stealing your kids away if they want to have a transition, so on and so forth. Steal your kids, kidnap them, do whatever you want to do. But this whole transvestite thing, this is all coming from your said representatives. He said that the politicians were responsible for these disgusting crimes. They were the ones that were responsible for creating the war. So if you look at that and you look at Machiavelli concerning that republic which we are, Article 4, Section 4, we're a constitutional republic, you have to understand that the Republic of Machiavelli was destroyed because the people allowed the politicians to do what they wanted to do without consequence when they broke the law. Now let me show you this. Let me just bring you to par, line upon line. Did you just see this? And this is something that we warned you of a long time ago. Listen to what this devil said. Schumer demands, okay, look at this guy on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Schumer demands, give me $100 billion Oh, by the way, you're borrowing more money from China, who's driving this invasion, by the way. But give me $100 billion or your sons will die in war. Americans, when do you understand that everything that he just said, that was a direct threat from a sitting politician threatening the American people to pass this next bill that we want, or else we're going to send your kids to war to die. You know what? Look at me. No. No. You ain't sending my kids nowhere to war. We're tired of your unconstitutional wars. Americans, send the politicians to the wars that they are creating. The American people need to stand up and hold these said representatives accountable for their unwarranted and unconstitutional threats. If that does not show you the face of somebody that's willing to go ahead and promulgate the same thing that Henry Kissinger, that war criminal, said when he said that our military are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for political agendas. Isn't that exactly what he's doing here? And you can put the follow-up on Scripture, what this is premised on. If you don't want to listen to me, where I'm proving to be your best friend right now, you need to tell those in the military to do what they're supposed to do in upholding the Constitution, because this is the guy that's going to go to war. Or he's going to be impeached and he's going to be prosecuted for his crimes. Is anybody tired of the blood of our sons and daughters being shed for the likes of these criminals? Because I am. And if you've not been to Arlington Cemetery, do yourself a favor and go to Arlington Cemetery. And then you put that up against the likes of these criminals and hold them accountable to threaten the American people. Either give me the money. Hey, folks, here's another one. Just so you can understand, just to show you, this is all another dog and pony show. Do you know that you're 37 trillion dollars in debt, we're being told? Do you know that you're borrowing money from the Chinese? And do you know that you're a servant to the lender? You're being enslaved. Our forefathers, if money was borrowed, it was paid back before the end of their tenure. Did you know that? That's not what the modern-day politician is doing at all. They're enslaving your children, and they're enslaving you as well. Okay, I want to go to this one really quick. I got about 2 minutes left. There's no way I'm going to get to all this. But I want to show you again. I'm Christy Noam from South Dakota. She's sold as another freedom fighter. She's an absolute seductive snake. Is what she is. Just ask the people from South Dakota that are on the inside of the government, like Jordan Mason. We had him on the show. She's another one. What she says and what she does are two different stories. I want you to see this, okay? And I want you to listen carefully. We got about 2 minutes left. I'll play it.
We are now 275 days away from political pundits are calling the most.
Okay, see how they're putting the Trump leads Biden in Georgia 51-43%. There's more nonsense, just confusion at will.
Of the forthcoming book, No Going Back.
She is a nasty, nasty.
Governor, good to have you. Thanks very much.
Christy Noam, for the record. Christy Noam is in an adulterated relationship with a Trump advisor. He's on his cabinet. And I want you to understand that she's in an adulterated relationship. She's also one that tried to distance herself from the pandemic back in the last 4 years of the pandemic that Donald Trump, who called himself the father of the vaccine, created. He went right along with it. He opened the floodgates to the pandemic on the people. He called himself the father of the vaccine, right? Listen carefully. Christy Noam is a part of the problem as much as any other governor.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me.
So let me get your take first on President Trump. Has he contacted you about potentially being his running mate?
No, we talk all the time.
Did you guys remember when I told you 3 years ago that they were gonna throw this at you? Christy Noam being a potential running mate? Same thing with Ron DeSantis? Just wanted to tell you. Yeah, just there you go. You had it. You had it 3 years ago.
But we've never had that conversation. I just talk about ways that we could really help our country during this critical time in history.
So, Governor, tell us about this critical time.
Telling you what you want to hear.
What stakes do you see in 275 days with the upcoming presidential election?
Well, just look at what we've gone through the last 4 years. We saw government.
Hey, folks, I'm going to keep this going on our social media platform. Let it go. We're going to play it out.
Fundamental freedoms that are protected in our Constitution, our freedom of assembly, our freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Now we see the president undermining our country by allowing this invasion at the southern border, and it's destabilizing our country. So you look at how quickly America is becoming.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.